Okay, my name is Ellen DeCaro, and I'm 53, and what was the other question? Sorry.
Your diagnosis.
My diagnosis, a brain tumor. Mm-hmm.
So, as you know, my website called Seize the Days talks about all the fascinating and meaningful things that people do when they're in a situation like yours. So maybe you can just briefly describe couple of things, particular the pillows and the book.
Okay. This is my fourth year, which a lot of people are thrilled that I've lived this long, 4 years. They told me most people die at 2 years. So for 4 years, it's pretty good. It was important to me to care for others. And so after I had my surgery, I wanted to make pillows. And so my friends at church, we were going to make them. So what I do is I make the fabric, and then when I bring it to church, we stuff it and then hand sew it. And so if there's anybody at my Presbyterian church, they would take it. If somebody in the family needs it, that's fine. If not, they all come here. And people are thrilled. I belong to a group here. And we get together, and I bring the bag and say, if you need it, you could take it home. And they went through the bag, and they picked what they wanted. And that's really important. It means a lot to them. And before that, when I was a teacher, I did family consumer science. And so what I would do is make home for the homeless our daily bread. And we would make hats, one for ourselves and one for grassroots. And then we also would make the pillows, which we had. Women would use it for their chest, and that went to American Cancer Society and also went to Howard County. So we would do that. And so it was important for my students to care for others. And for me, it was important to care. And so I also made a book that I made myself, and people have been reading it. And how you have to move and you have to try. And that's really important. And I think that's why I'm probably advanced, like, for 4 years, because I help others, and that's important to me. And the group that we have here, people are very positive, and that's nice. Not everybody can go because they don't want to be with other people. You know, everybody's different. So, let's see.
What is it about helping others that makes you feel so good?
It's part of my life, you know. I wanted to help others, and that was really important. And they were so thrilled with the pillows, and so that was really cool. I can't do all the things that I used to do, unfortunately. But for my students to care for others, and then they would say to me that when they were in high school or college, I will always care about others. That's really important to us. And that's important to me, because that's what I want them to remember, to help others.
Mm-hmm.
So
tell me about your book.
My book. I have a card. And do you have my card? Do you have it?
I think so.
I have it.
There you go. Okay. So what is your book called?
Here, this is yours. I got mine. I'll read it. Helping Others and Moving Forward. My Life with a Brain Tumor. So we made this book, and I made this flower, which is really nice. I made it myself. I painted it. The other thing which is interesting is my mother had brain tumor, and she died in 11 months. And I'm going to visit my friend, and her mother just passed away for 11 months. No, it wasn't 11. My mother was 11. She was 9 months. So I know a lot of people that have gone through this. And so I talk about what happened to me. I didn't expect it. And all of a sudden, I had an attack on this side. And then I went to Hopkins, and they called, and they went in, and they didn't know what was wrong with me. And so they said, put her in an MRI. And I had been an MRI, but I got up I never got the MRI. I got it up to here. I didn't get my whole head two years ago. And sure enough, my whole left side was black. And so they sent me to Hopkins. Here we are. And they said, yeah, yours is pretty bad. And you are going to be awake from 5 to 9. And I was awake the whole time. So I did really well. And they were thrilled. I mean, women were hugging me. I'm like, why are they hugging me? But that's true. So he thought that I may never have it. And that would have been really good. But sure enough, I went back to teaching for 2 years. And then I started losing my words again. And I told my doctor in September. And he said, that's not good, Ellen. And I said, okay. And so he said, you have to do radiation. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like radiation. And I had to do that. And I got through it. But I couldn't be a teacher again, and they told me I couldn't teach anymore because it was just too difficult. I mean, before I had 7 classes, so for me to be going back teaching, I couldn't do it. Yeah, you know, so.
Had you written a book ever before you were sick?
No, and in fact, my whole family had helped me with this one. Like I would write it about what was happening to me because I never thought this would happen to me. Especially at this age. You know, my mother was 72 and my girlfriend's mother was 74. And at my age, that's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I mean, so much younger. That's why I feel like a lot of my friends, if they have it in the family that have gone through something like this, that they should get checked early. I mean, they don't even start this till 5 years old. Or years old, but I had it at 42. They said I had it 9 years, and I didn't even know it. So that's a problem. I had colonoscopy, too. That was my father. And they saw it, and they said, I'm so glad you came because you had a full-blown colon cancer. So I did well with that one. Mm-hmm. But this one, I've had it for a long time, and so that's the problem.
What is the book about?
My book is about myself. And all different sections about what happened to me. I have a dog. We always have a dog, so we go talk about our dogs. I talk about my sons, went on trips. Also, at the end, one of my friends passed away, and I did a lot for her. Mm-hmm. And that was really important to me. And she hardly knew anybody. And I hardly knew her, but there's something I had to help her, and she was near my house, and she passed away. But she helped me when I came back. She helped me. She didn't live there anymore. Her husband wasn't there. Kids weren't there. But for me, it's like she was still there. You know, I was walking by myself, and she would talk to me, and, you know, it helped me move, helped me try. I have a lot of really good friends that have helped me, and take me out to lunch, come to my house. You know, some people really care, and it helps you move, and that's important.
Okay, you're fine. So what did writing the book do for you?
I wanted to help others, and I think that's important. And a lot of people have read it, which is really great. And, you know, they said it meant a lot to me. And I think that's important because some people, after they found out what's happening to them, they wouldn't talk to anybody. They would be nasty. I mean, I can't deal with that. I have to deal with positive people. And so I think the better you do to help others, then you're gonna continue to do well, I think. I mean, I don't know how long I'm going to live. I really don't. But I try to be positive. So if somebody, like in my church, has a problem, I'll send them a card, I'll call them. And that's really important. Some people don't want to deal with that. And that's okay because they make their own choice. But for me, it's important to care because I know what happens, you know, that you may not survive. And if people are positive to help you, you will do well. And then if you help somebody else, that will be even better. Mm-hmm. You know, it's part of your life.
So I noticed your pillows are all sorts of different colors and patterns, and right? So are they? Do you have somebody in mind as you're making each one?
No, sometimes we do if they tell us we need this pillow and we want this color or whatever. But when we come here, we just have different colors, and then people can come and say, I like this one, I really like that one. And then Blakely asked me if I could do children as well. And I said, that's fine.
That's
and
your doctor.
Yeah, uh-huh. So we put them together, and we bring in bag, put it with hers, and she brings them upstairs for the young kids, and they're thrilled, you know, to have them. So they get a choice, you know, if they want it, that's great, you know, and it helps because you lay on your head, and it takes a while, especially a couple months, and then you feel better, and then you can just have hanging on to it,
so you
know.
Do you have a pillow?
Yeah, I have three of them. and people gave them to me too, which was really neat too.
Was that where you got the idea for making them?
Yeah, well, my class, that's what I do. I knew that was important to help others. So I said, okay, 6th grade and 8th grade, you're going to make the pillows. Mm-hmm. And if you know someone, this is what I learned, because it happened to me. So once I found out about me, because it was happening for women's breasts, okay, but I didn't realize it would help you in your head. So now I say, if you know someone, then keep it. If not, then we're going to give it to our group, you know, American Cancer Society or your brain, or there's so many different sections that use it. So that's really cool. Even when a friend put it underneath his leg, and I was like, wow, you know, you find out all these different people need it for different reasons. So it helps me move. It helps me try. You know, and that's important. So my church didn't do that before, but I said, okay, let's do this. I said, okay. You know, so we get together, and sometimes we have lunch and sometimes we don't, but, you know, we have it all together. And then when I come here, like today, I have a big bag with it.
Yeah.
So
you must have, I don't know, 40 pillows in there or something, right?
Yeah.
That's quite a collection.
Yeah, so there's a great group when we get together and we talk. And you know, for me, it's supportive to have a group that are going through the same thing as me. I mean, we're all different, but we're all be supportive to each other, which is nice. Mm-hmm. Some people can't talk to anybody and can't deal with it. That's okay. You know, they make their own decision.
For you, it's important to be social, though.
Yeah, it really is. And to help others, you know, that helps me a lot.
Uh-huh.
And to help them.
That's great. Yeah, I'm sure that feels terrific.
Yeah, I mean, it's my, I don't know how long I have. I really don't. But, you know, it's just amazing in the family to go so fast. I mean, 11 months and 9 months, that's really fast. But so I know what this is, you know, really fast. I wish I was older, you know, in my 70s, I'd say, okay, well, it's my time. But, you know, I'm just the beginning of my 50s. You know,
yeah.
Stuff.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Let's see. I think I got everything. They're called Amazon Kindle, and that's the name of the company that you can get the pictures, and you also can get it on computers too. So you could find out. And also, that my son, he's just graduated college.
Yeah.
And he has a job for PwC, and that's where he works.
Okay.
And so my sons, when I was here for my MRI, they came and he sat there and waited till I finished, and then they would drive me home. So that was really good, so they all could take, you know, helping me. And that's a big deal.
Do you mind if I take a picture of you with all your pillows?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
This one's yours, right?
That's yours.
Oh, it's mine. Okay. Do you like doing this?
Yeah.
Cool. I guess you get me. Everybody's different.
That's right.